Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the 2025-26 NBA season starts this Wednesday for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they actually start on the West Coast against Portland and the LA Lakers on Friday. Joining us now in yet another season of him being the beat writer covering the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Minnesota Star Tribune is Chris Hine, who joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Chris, happy to have you back on the show, man. And this is going to be season number. Will this be season number five for you?
Eight.
Oh, eight. It's been
me,
that
actually.
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That many years. Yeah, man.
Man, the
eight
time
years.
Flies when you're
crazy,
having fun.
That's right. That's right. You know, a couple eras of Wolves history have transpired in that 8 years, and went through COVID and all that fun stuff. And yeah, season eight.
That's insane, man. Well, you know, I look at this season. And typically, I look at whatever sports team it is, whether it's the Vikings, whether it's the Twins, whether it's the T-Wolves, whatever, and whenever they have a good year, but they fall short, you feel like, okay, the natural progression and expectation is go another step further. This year, I'm not 100% sold on that, not because I don't believe that the Wolves can be as good as they were last year. It's just the dynamics of the other teams that improved in the West and all of that. So I start with this. What are reasonable expectations, or do we even have true expectations for what this Timberwolves team is going to be to start this 25-26 campaign?
Yeah, that's a good question because, I think this team could show progress without getting as far as they did a season ago, if that makes sense.
Like, yep.
You may be a better team this year, but you might run into, you know, a tough second-round matchup in the playoffs or something like that, or maybe you get the four seed and you face the Thunder in round two as opposed to round three. So it's very hard to put this constitutes a successful season based on maybe where they end up. I mean, regular season wins will help with that. If you improve to, let's say the mid-50s and wins somehow, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibilities. But also I think developing some of this young talent and seeing the vision for the future also constitutes a successful season. So, guys like Rob Dillingham, Taren Shannon Jr., if Yohan Berenguer comes along, seeing these young guys develop, and if you can see where they will be even more significant parts of the lineup or the rotation in years to come, that to me also constitutes a successful season while still winning games and being, at the very least, a very competitive team in the Western Conference.
Do you, Chris Hine, like the roster construction of this year's Minnesota Timberwolves team?
I do, because it's a team that went to the Conference Finals a year ago. I think, point guard is a concern a little bit in the depth there, but it's also a concern for a lot of teams around the league, number one. Number two, you have a lot of talent on this roster that I think we think that at some point in the near future or year or two from now, whenever, we know Tim Connelly's not afraid to think big, go after a big name, make a big move. And I think right now you have a lot of talent on this roster that other teams would want in a potential trade, whether it's guys, you know, kind of later in their career, middle of their career, younger in their career. So I think it's set up well to compete now and to have a little flexibility when that time comes to make another push of the chips towards the middle of the table. So I look at it and I think I don't think they're the best team in the Western Conference. I have them kind of in a third tier. Like, I think Oklahoma City's obviously the top tier. I put Denver kind of in a second tier by itself. And then I have the Wolves kind of leading that next tier, that next grouping of teams right now. So I like it, but I don't think it's a title winner sitting here in the middle of October right now.
We're talking Timberwolves basketball with Chris Hine from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. You brought up a name that I wanted to ask you about, and that's Rob Dillingham, because I feel like you need to see something from Rob Dillingham. You know, I know that, like, when you look at Vikings football, people will say, man, we got to see what we have in J.J. McCarthy. I kind of feel the same way about Rob Dillingham at the point guard spot.
Yeah, it definitely is. With Rob, this is, to me, the most important question to them, short-term versus long-term, and how the two things kind of interact with each other. You need to give Rob Dillingham a runway to make mistakes, because he's a young point guard in the league. He's going to need the minutes to screw up and learn from those mistakes. That's the only way I think he's going to really get better. And he does offer this team in the short term something that it needs, which is pace of play, the ability to get into the paint, to create for other people. They're a little short on that. So getting Rob Dillingham really up to NBA speed and getting him to a point that in March or April, he's ready to be a part of a playoff rotation, that's great for this season's team, and it's great for the long-term health of the organization, because you spent a top 10 pick on this guy in the summer of 2024. So to me, that is agenda item number one. And going back to your earlier question about what may be a successful season, Rob Dillingham making a leap would, if nothing else happens, be a sign of a successful season, I think, for this team.
I'm with you on that. And the other thing is, you know, when I go back to thinking about being out in Las Vegas this past summer for NBA Summer League, you know, I enjoyed watching Terrence Shannon Jr., but one of the things that I enjoyed is, over the course of the time of talking to him after some of those games, is the fact that he understands the magnitude of what is being presented to him with this opportunity, and that he knows that he's got really good offensive ability, but he said flat out, the coaching staff expects me to defend. That's where I have to really show that I'm worthy of this opportunity, because he understands and said it back in Summer League that Nickeil Alexander-Walker, that's a loss. That guy was a key cog for the Timberwolves the last couple of years in getting to the Western Conference Finals. Kind of talk about, you know, Terrence Shannon Jr. and his development versus losing Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so he's probably going to get the bulk of those minutes, at least to start out the season. And with the Timberwolves, it really is a thing of if you defend, you will see the floor and see minutes. That's how they've prided themselves the last couple of seasons. I think he's committed to it. It's definitely not a thing of effort when it comes to defense for Terrence Shann Jr. It's learning some of the nuances, not, maybe not being as physical at times, and he's prone to fouling. So I think it's just kind of learning a little more finesse, a little more, you know, how the referees are going to call things and getting your body in the right positions against certain offensive players. So, again, he brings an element of physicality. He brings an element of pace, of attack mindset on offense that is going to be the reason why he gets the minutes to start. But I think he can be a very good defensive player, and that will help set the tone, you know, throughout the rest of the team. You have guys coming off the bench, these young guys who buy into this culture of defense and trying to have one of the top defenses in the league.
You know, Chris, this is going to be a really interesting opening week, man, because they start on the road against Portland on Wednesday. Then you got the Lakers in L.A. on Friday. Then you come back and you've got the home opener against Indiana on Sunday. But then you've got a back-to-back. You play the Denver Nuggets, who a lot of people just absolutely love, on Monday. That's a rough go of it in the first week. And then you got to play the Lakers again at home next Wednesday.
Well, LeBron may not be a part of – I don't think he's going to be a part of that first game for sure. Not sure on the timeline on the second one. So
yep.
You're going to be down LeBron for those Lakers games. Yeah, but other than that, you know, Portland's going to be a little friskier, I think, on Wednesday night than people think. They have – what should be a very good defense, both on the perimeter and down low with some of their talent. That's where they think they're going to make a bit of a leap this year. Indiana is a Steve's kryptonite with the way that they get up and down the floor on both ends of the floor and really force you into a track meet, which is not traditionally the Wolves' style of play. And then Denver, who we assume is going to be much improved this year after some of the moves they made in the offseason, plus Nikola Jokic still playing at an MVP level. So, yeah, you're right. I think it is going to be a tricky opening week of the season. Schedule does get a little softer as we get into November. But, yeah, you want to start off on the right foot, and they're going to be tested right away this first week.
Are you somebody that has to have, like, a prediction, official predictions in for the paper to let everybody kind of know where you stand?
No, I don't really like doing the prediction business because all that ends up doing is people just come back and shove it in your face when you're wrong, right?
Oh.
So I stay away from the prediction business. But I've told people, like, you know, I think this team is set for the low 50s, like 52, 53 wins. To me, that's where they're at this year. I could be dead wrong on that, and injuries obviously play a part in that too, but given that they got to 49 last year with all the issues they had, I think getting into the low 50s is not out of the realm of possibility. And as far as a playoff run, I really am of the belief that it is all about matchups when you get in the playoffs and where you're seated and where the other teams are seated. And so I hesitate to say, like, yeah, they're for sure going to make it back to the Western Conference Finals. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe OKC has a bunch of injuries and they fall to the 2 seed, the Wolves are the 3, and they end up beating each other around 2, you know, who knows? So that's why I say it's tough to put, like, a linear path and, like, progress on what constitutes a successful season. You just don't know.
Yeah.
You have to evaluate the total body of work and not just a playoff run.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Lake Show, and I look forward to not only chatting with you again, but also seeing you at Target Center, my man.
Sounds good. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Chris Hine. Does a phenomenal job covering the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.